Hey, I'm glad you could come in today. Well, because of corona procedures, it's only me in the office. Yeah, I'll be doing basically everything the attending nurse usually does. It's completely fine. I, believe it or not, did a few rotations doing this a long time ago, so it's good to get back in the rhythm of it. But yeah, anyway, I'm Dr. Knight. It's very nice to meet you. I believe this is your first appointment because I haven't seen you before, and I actually have a very good memory when it comes to my patients. Yeah, like about, I'd say 99% of the time, I'll remember. Well, it's very nice to meet you. So yeah, we're gonna do a real quick suite of things. Blood. I know, that's like the scary one. I always start with the scary one, and then we can do all the not so scary ones. We'll be doing an eye check, just the standard suite of stuff. We just want to make sure everything's up to snuff. Unless there was something specific you wanted to come in for, but if there is, we'll talk about that when we get in the room, if that's okay. Yeah, I just need to get your height, blood, and basic stuff. Yeah, and urine, yeah. Well, we'll start with the easy one. So if you can you take off your shoes for me? Thank you very much. And just put your back right against this wall. Okay. Perfect. Sorry, it's force of habit. I always check people's feet because you can't imagine how many times I've looked down and people are on tippy toes. All right, perfect. Let me write that down for you right there. All right. Can you hold both your arms straight out for me? Yeah, like a T pose. Perfect. I'll put that there, and here we go. It was actually something I started doing when I had a pediatric practice. We would do these measurements because it was actually really useful. We got a lot of interesting data from it, and it was predictive data too that we could have like. We could attribute to different things like, bone density loss, or like we were able to determine scoliosis and things from some of these measurements, which was really cool. It was back in my med school days when we were doing, it was a while ago, but hence why even now I still get these measurements because even in adults we can actually find a lot of predictive information from the like what are trivial data points. I think that's a lot of why I love medicine. Yeah, it's because of it's all the pieces, and that's what makes the pie. And if you understand the pieces, you can figure out how it works. And sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. Anyway, you don't have to pee in the cup now because I know that's usually a thing people like to do at the end. So I will give this to you, and when we're done wrapping up in the room, just leave it on the desk, and it'll be sent off to the lab. No, I'm not running the lab. Don't worry. The lab technicians actually, they still have to come in. Yeah. All right. I'll be more than happy to take you. Yeah. Yes, the lab actually will handle the blood work too, but that'll be after our little visit. They are very well trained phlebotomists, which is a word I always struggle to say, phlebotomist. Yeah, phlebotomy is the study of stealing blood, I think. I think that's also known as vampirism, but anyway. If you request the butterfly needle, I promise it won't hurt. And I make sure they always have, because I too am a big baby when it comes to needles, and I hate them, so no need to stress. But just take a seat up here. Alright. I appreciate you wearing shorts because this makes it a lot easier for me to do this. Can you stick out your leg for me? And people ask me that all the time. Why am I hitting your knee with this thing? Like, why am I malleting your knee? So it's your nerve. It's reaction time. I'm looking for how you react because there's a plethora of things it could be if you don't react or you react in a strange way. So I'm looking for a consistent baseline of reaction here. Yeah. You don't have to feel like you have to kick. That's I always get, I remember, yeah, kids always would say, they always think that when you hit their knee, they have to kick. And I always be like, no, don't force it. But you can usually feel, that's why my hand's here too, so I can tell if it's, you know, you doing it or the reaction itself. Everything looks great. Looks really good. Okay. Let me listen to your heartbeat. I'm sorry, I know it's really cold. Can you lean forward for me? It's gonna be cold in your back. Okay. Okay, give me one big deep breath, just a. Okay. Can I have another one? Perfect. All right. Give me one more. A big. Okay. I just need one more. This is the last one, I promise. Okay, then I'll get this cold thing off your back. Okay. No, it sounds good. So I'm checking. First, I checked your heart function, and then that's lung, to see how your lungs are doing. And it all sounds great. It sounds wonderful. You're breathing like a champ. Your heart sounds really good. Yeah, actually. Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. You're getting ahead of me here. If you want, we could do that first. I was going to do eyes and then ears, but yeah, we can go ears and eyes. this might sound a little weird here. So what's going on with your ears so far? You've been feeling any kind of discomfort? Uh-huh. In any ear in particular? Turn your head for me. Oh. Okay. I don't see anything. Let me try the other side. Give me the other side. Tilt your head. Thank you. I don't think you have a normal amount of wax buildup. Are you using Q-tips? Are you a frequent Q-tip user? Because it looks like that. That's what it looks like. It looks like you might be using Q-tips a little bit too frequently. Ideally, I would say don't put things in your ears, no Q-tips. And if you really do feel like you have an overabundance of wax to use, God, they sell them in like CVS, Walgreens. They remove the wax removal agents, and you can put them in your ear, and it will naturally drain the wax out instead of you having to pick at it. Because when you're putting Q-tips in, you're actually impacting the wax, which isn't good, which could cause infections and other stuff that you don't want. So it's better to drain it than to impact it. But honestly, I wouldn't mess with the ecosystem of your inner ear. People tend to think wax is gross and terrible, but it's really good for you. It actually keeps your ear super safe. It's your body's natural defense from things going in your ear. So wax is good. Less wax is kind of bad. But I think the reason why you have irritation is because you've been doing that and not so much because of the wax in your ear. So I'd say just lay off on the Q-tips because that's probably what's causing the irritation more than anything else. I don't know. It feels so good. Trust me, when I get my ear examined, I'm so satisfied. It's such a good sensation to have someone put something in your ear. But it's no. Don't do it. Okay. Yeah. Last but not least, your eyes. So, yeah. If you can take off your glasses for me, that would be great. Thank you. I love them. They're wonderful. It just like it'll make doing this part really hard. All right, I'm top light. And I want you to look up in that corner for me. Just look right in that corner. Yes. Don't look into the light. okay. Okay. Huh. And you're experiencing a lot of dryness. Okay, you're good now. Do you ever wear contacts? Is contacts in your rotation for your... No? How about screen use? Is your screen use pretty high? Do you have There we go. It's either one of the two. It's either contacts or screen use. Okay, so my recommendation is try not to watch screens in a dark room. If you start getting that kind of irritation, maybe eye drops would be really good. Eye drops tend to be really helpful. Oh, I know. Trust me, I hate eye drops. They're just dripping something in your eye freaks me out too. There's a bunch of different techniques. I've seen them online about ways you can drip eye drops in your eye that isn't so dangling from above, which I get freaks people out. So if you can look up one of those, that's a super good way of hydrating your eyes. Because I think that's why your eyes are having irritation, is they're feeling dry. It's probably from screen use. It's probably from abundance of screen use. So try to give your eyes breaks. That's really good. Things like that. Yeah. No, I know. It's hard, especially when everyone's on quarantine and lockdown. I get it. You're going to probably try to find some ways to give your eyes some relief. Otherwise, it's just probably going to keep reoccurring. So my advice is to get some eye drops and see if that helps. And if that doesn't, we can swing back around and maybe look at lifestyle stuff. And if that doesn't tackle it, we'll probably need to refer you to a specialist. Yeah. But hopefully it won't come to that. So let's give the eye drops a little bit of a run and see where we sit. How's that sound? Good. Well, I'm going to pop off to the lab really quick. Let them know to come in here and get your blood drawn. And once they do that, they'll run your blood results. I'll bring that back in here. We'll have a little bit of talk about that. Based on them, we'll either need to wait for you for urine, or you can go home and then urine just kind of doesn't matter. But should be really quick, okay? And looking at your charts, you actually don't even need to get it drawn. It's just going to be a little pinprick on your finger. So in and out. So the phlebotomist will be in here momentarily. So 2 seconds, okay? I'll be right back.